The Tams Correctional Center closed in 2013 by then-Governor Pat Quinn due to budget cuts. Representative Terry Bryant introduced a bill that was passed to turn it into a work camp. The Tams Correctional Center houses a maximum and minimum security unit. The buildings have sat empty for the last 6 years and allegedly have mold in them. Representative Terry Bryant says training inmates to clean out the mold will teach them marketable skills and open the doors for new possibilities for the minimum security building.
They would clean up the mold then in that building, and then the building could be used for training purposes.
Recently, House Bill 210 was signed by Governor Pritzker establishing the TAMS Minimum Security Unit Task Force to study using the Minimal Security Unit as a vocational training facility for the Department of Corrections. The task force is comprised of state legislators and community leaders. Bryant says this is a good step in eliminating recidivism once inmates are paroled.
They're no longer incarcerated. They are productive citizens, taxpayers, and no longer really a drain on society.
The land was donated to the state, and the village of Tams doesn't receive property tax off of it. Some of the ideas include training for bricklaying, pipe fitting, and other vocational jobs, or give it back to Tams. Bryant says whatever it's decided to be used for, it's better than staying empty.
It will be good for the state, it'll be good for the residents of Tams, it'll be good for Southern Illinois and the region in general, if we can find a use for it.
For WSIU, I'm Benji Jeffords.